Number one, we standardized how PET should be used in clinical practice as well as particularly clinical trials. When you should do the test after you inject the radioactive glucose, how you transfer information from one institution to the other. What do you call a positive PET scan? What do you call a negative PET scan? And two, we came up with new response criteria that incorporated FDG PET. And there's a very important table in this paper, which goes beyond clinical trials and essentially says where you should be using PET or CT PET scans. They are, I feel, important prior to therapy in the curable lymphomas, large cell Hodgkin's lymphoma. And therefore, it is important to do them after treatment in those diseases because you have to get a complete remission if you're going to cure those patients. For patients with FDG avid, meaning they light up on a PET scan, lymphomas, but which are not curable, such as mantle cell and follicular, they're almost uniformly avid on a PET scan, but you can't cure these patients. And in a clinical trial, you're much more interested in progression-free and overall survival, so PET scans aren't as useful. However, if you have a study where you are focusing on complete response rate, then you've got to use a PET scan. And then there are all the other lymphomas that are variably FDG avid, T-cell lymphomas, small lymphocytic lymphomas, et cetera, where it's a heterogeneous bunch of patients. Some are positive, some are negative. So PET is not reliable and is not recommended for such patients, unless, again, it's a clinical trial where you're looking at complete response rate. There are lots of studies which show that PET or PET CT performed after one or more courses of multi-agent therapy can predict patient outcome. If a patient becomes PET negative, the likelihood of a long-term response is much greater than if the patient remains PET positive after a couple of cycles, just like it is after you have completed therapy. However, the problem is there are no data that support changing therapy on the basis of that information translating into any patient benefit. So it's not recommended unless you've got some clinical suspicion that you need to do an imaging study. There's really, I know it's a widely used practice, but there are no data to support that changing what you're doing is going to make any difference in that patient. The other situation where PET scans are overutilized is in the post-treatment surveillance setting. I'm well aware that a lot of my colleagues and physicians in the community, once a patient has completed therapy for Hodgkin's, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, they're doing CT PET scans every few months, every 3 months, every 6 months after therapy. Again, there are no data to support this. And in fact, the only three trials out there, one from Jerusalem and coworkers, one from Zinzani and his coworkers, which is now in press in JCO, and one that was presented at the recent Lugano meetings, does not support doing surveillance scans after, say, a year. CAT scans are fine, and even CAT scans are probably used unnecessarily. There are many studies in the literature which suggest that more than 80% of the time, it is the patient or the physician who identifies the recurrence, and picking it up a couple of weeks earlier by a scan is not going to make any clinically meaningful difference.